Saint Anthony the Great was born in Egypt in the year 251 to wealthy parents. When he was 18 years old, his parents died, leaving him with the care of his younger sister and the family fortune. Within 6 months of his parents' death, Anthony walked into church while the gospel reading was proclaimed. If you want to be perfect, go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor. Taking this as a direct message from God, he immediately gave away his 200 acres of fertile land to the villagers and sold his remaining possessions for the poor. Shortly after, upon hearing the words, "Do not be anxious about tomorrow," he gave away the few things he had kept and trusted his sister to a trusted community of Christian virgins and dedicated himself completely to a life of prayer, manual labor, and austerity. Because of his profound holiness, his community affectionately came to know him as the friend of God. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." This parable reminds us of Saint Anthony. Left with a sister and a mountain of wealth, he must have felt that the weight of the world was resting on his shoulders. Yet despite his grief and responsibilities, Anthony kept moving forward. He continued to go to church, and it was there that he encountered the living word of God. The parable does not tell us how the man found the hidden treasure in the field, but we know one thing for certain. You do not find buried treasure by staying at home in your bed. Anthony found his treasure because he kept showing up in church. For Saint Anthony, material riches no longer mattered. He realized they only distracted him from Christ. The only wealth worth pursuing was the treasure stored in heaven, treasures not measured by clothing that moths destroy, metals that rust corrodes, or wealth that thieves can take away. His heart was set entirely on God. When he discovered the treasure, the man in the parable couldn't simply take it because it belonged to the owner of the field. So, filled with joy, he sold everything he had to buy that field so that he could rightfully possess that treasure. Likewise, Saint Anthony willingly surrendered all his money and land so that he could set his heart entirely on Jesus. So today we are called to reflect on what really matters to us in our lives. Is it material wealth stored in a bank or spiritual wealth stored in heaven? Do we invest ourselves in what passes away or in what lasts forever? Let us ask ourselves, do we have an unquenchable thirst for God? When we pray, do we ask him for the grace to be holier, to think and live like him, to be merciful, and to be rich in loving communion with him? If that is our desire, are we looking for him in the right places? Are we seeking him in prayer, the sacraments, sacred scripture, in reading about the lives of the saints, and by living the Christian moral life? If our answer is yes, then we must be willing to make sacrifices to obtain that treasure. For Saint Anthony, leaving behind his parents' inheritance was not easy, and trusting his sister to others was not easy. But the treasure he gained was worth infinitely more. The man in the parable had to sell all his possessions to buy that land. In order to store up treasure in heaven, we too might have to sacrifice our comfort, our excessive ambitions, friendships, possessions, or worldly habits. But compared to what we gained, what we will gain in heaven, what we give up is nothing. As St. Paul tells us, whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. May God give us the grace to set our hearts on the treasure of heaven rather than the passing riches of this world. And may our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we receive in the Holy Eucharist, strengthen us to recognize his will, follow him faithfully, and one day possess the kingdom of heaven.